Hey, 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 it's Miss Dahlia coming at you, coming with a new podcast, and this is entitled Tell Your Mountain to Move. So, this podcast is coming, and it has been sitting for over 2 months. I wrote this after I had a vision that God gave me about my daughter. And he gave me 3 scriptures to tell her to read 3 times per day. Gave me an oil that I needed to make. And he also gave me some instructions for her. The three scriptures are Matthew 17, 14 to 20, Psalm 91, and Psalm 23. Now these scriptures are very important. And when we look at the scriptures, we have to look at specifically what it says. So we're going to go to Matthew 17, 14 to 20. Let's go there now. And I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. And we said Matthew 17, 14 to 20. And it says, at the foot of the mountain, a large crowd was waiting for them. A man came and knelt before Jesus and said, Lord, have mercy on my son. He has seizures and suffers terribly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't heal him. Jesus said, you are faithless and corrupt people. How long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. Jesus said, then Jesus rebuked the demon in the boy and let it from him. From that moment, the boy was well. Afterwards, the disciples asked Jesus privately, why couldn't we cast out that demon? And then Jesus replied to them and he said, you don't have enough faith. Jesus told them, I tell you the truth. If you had faith even the size as small as a mustard seed, you could say to the mountain, move from here, and it would be moved. Nothing would be impossible. Nothing would be impossible. Again, the title of this podcast is Tell Your Mountain to Move. Now we're going to go to Psalm 91. Psalm 91. I need you all to turn with me to Psalm 91. Going to find it. That was so powerful. Tell your mountain to move. As we're looking in Psalm 91, and I believe when God gave me this vision, I read the whole thing to my daughter, verses 1 through 16. So we're going to read that as well. And I'm reading again from the New Living Translation. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from every deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers and he will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promise are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night nor the arrow that flies by day. Do not dread the diseases that stalk in darkness nor the disasters that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall aside, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home. For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so you don't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions, serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them salvation. The next text is Psalm 23, and we're going to read that at the end. That is the shepherd's prayer. The Lord is my shepherd. So we're going to read that, and we're going to close out with that prayer. But at this time, we're going to say a word of prayer. Father God, we come to you humbly, and we come to you boldly, knowing that the faith that we have the size of a mustard seed can not only move the mountain, but it can demolish the mountain. And so we're seeking the demolishing mountain powers from you, Lord. We thank you for the rebuke of any evil on our spirit, Father God. We just want to thank you so much for the grace and the mercy that you have upon us, and for just continuing to protect us, because we know that, those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall be saved. You are our refuge and our strength, and we thank you for that, O God. We just want to praise your name, and as we talk to each other, we respond and we listen with open hearts and open minds. Father God, I ask that they see you and they hear you, Lord, and not me. Have your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Such a great prayer. I just want to thank you all for tuning in, because I know that you could have been anywhere else listening to anything else, but God has put it on my heart that I need to share this message, and now is the time. So he gave me some points when I had this vision and I was reading. And he said that with this journey, you will get tired. You will get tired. And, you know, when we're looking at our assignment that God gives to us, because when I had this vision, the assignment that I had was to give this message to my daughter, but I didn't know, you know, that day I was fasting three times, I was praying three times, and I was reading these three scriptures three times a day. So he gave me these three things to do, in addition to drinking lemon water to cleanse my body, to prepare the way, and to fast as well on those days. That was on a Friday. I don't remember the specific date, but I can tell you what happened was I was in a car, and the car broke down with me on one of the busiest intersections in College Park, Georgia. I sat in the car and waited for my 7 o'clock to break my prayer and fasting. I ended up sitting in the car way before the worship needed to start, and I sat out there. And, you know, I stayed calm and I waited for the tow truck to come and get me. And I waited for my brother-in-law to come and get me. I waited for about 5 hours. 5 hours. And all I can do at the intersection was to be a patient woman and wait for what God had for me. He allowed a man to come and push me out of the street. I never saw the man again. And then the tow truck driver that I had, the original one, had the wrong address and was coming from a distance. The second one that I had, he drove me all the way from College Park, Georgia to Conyers, Georgia. That is 37 miles. The whole way we talked about God and his goodness, and I talked to him about the vision that I had and the prayer and fasting, and I didn't tell him everything, but I told him what God revealed to me to speak to him about. And as we drove, and the oil that I made, I had it in my bag, and I took that oil out and I just blessed this man as he dropped me off. I anointed his head with oil. And he was so overwhelmed that his cup was running over. I then spoke to him And he told me all about his wife, and I spoke healing, and I just anointed that whole situation. I anointed his business. I did text him, however, I did not hear back from him to see how he was doing. But the message that God gave him to give to me was that there's victory. And as I listened to what he was saying, the message that he gave to me through God, I understood that the mountain that we have, it is going to have to move. You see, demons have to flee when we say Jesus. So God gave me these things here, and I'm going to share them with you. The first thing is that, like I said, you will get tired. That when you're on a spiritual warfare and you're on the path to breaking curses, you are going to get tired and you're going to get weary. But the second thing he told me is to tell you that you are not to give up. You see, there are trials and tribulations that will be a part of the journey. But you have to look to God for your strength, and he will supply all of your needs. He has to be the movement during this time. There are things that are going to come, and they will irritate your soul. And I laugh at this because there's going to be people that are going to say things that are going to irritate your soul deep down. They're going to do things that they know are going to push your buttons. But these things are going to be tests and things that are birthed during your assignment. And so you're not to give up. You are to keep going. You're to keep pressing on during this time. Your mind and your thoughts will be cloudy. But what happens when there's clouds, the sun, it tends to come out and beat those clouds away. People will say things that will make your assignment look like it has no worthiness to it. And that is the drive to see that's something that's going to take you out there too far. That's going to be out there, but you just have to continue to press on. You will try on assignments that do not fit. And those are not your assignments. God hasn't given you that assignment. And when I say that you're trying on assignments that don't fit, you're going to be in school, you're going to try to change your major. That's not the assignment that God has for you. You're going to be at a job and you're going to try to either quit it or apply for another job. That's not the assignment that God has for you. There's going to be so many things that you feel like, you know, maybe this way is better, but that is not the assignment that God has for you. So there's going to also be a spiritual battle. And when you're on this journey, it's going to be more evident than you've ever seen before. The people and the things that you love will be under attack. You thought they were doing the things to go against you, but this is just, it is an attack. So when you're going through these things, you have to look at who you are in God's sight. And you have to remember that God gave you this assignment knowing that there were going to be obstacles in mountains. And you have to have that faith the size of a mustard seed to be able to move that mountain. Now, when I was reading and I was writing, for some reason, the man that was by the pool and Jesus was passing through Galilee and he was doing all these miracles, you know, that was something that came to my mind. And what God gave to me was rise up, take your bed and walk. And that's a command. So he's not asking you, he's telling you that you are whole and you are healed. And what we have to understand that when we are whole and we are healed, we can do so many things, but we just have to allow God to come into our lives to do this healing. Now, what God wants us to do is to see and understand who he is. Because if we don't see that, we get to a place of darkness and we get to a place of hopelessness. And we feel that God is not there, but that's not reality. We know that he is there. And because he is there, he will be there anytime we need it. We have blessings that are there that we have to open up our eyes to see, because all we have to do is claim those blessings in Jesus' name. That is all we have to do. We have to say, God, I know that you have these blessings for me. Help me to get out of my own way. Help me, if I am the mountain, let this mountain be moved so that I can be in your glory and receive all of the blessings that you have for me. I just need to learn how to get out of my own way, let you have your way, and let you claim it. So with that said, we're going to go into Psalm 23. And again, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. I like this version because I feel at times that it is a little bit clearer when I'm speaking to someone so that they can understand what I'm saying and what I'm reading. So this is Psalm 23. And if you do not know it, it is a Psalm of David and it's a shepherd's prayer. And it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of darkness, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemy. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Such a beautiful prayer. I love that prayer so much because it reminds me that God does more than supply my needs. He is making provision before I even get there. He's walking beside me, and if I even intend to fall back, God is there to make sure that I do not fall. He prepares a table in the presence of my enemies. That means that if you have some haters out there, they are going to be looking in such shock and awe of what God is going to do for you. He's going to move that mountain. And when he moves that mountain, there's a table that's sitting there that has been prepared in the presence of your enemies. This verse, it says so many things. It says, you honor me by anointing my head with oil. Now, remember I told you that God gave me the vision to make a specific oil for anointing. It was a prayer oil. And I anointed my head with oil. I anointed his head with oil. I went to a church after the vision happened and I met a woman and she looked at me and she said, you and your sister look like some prayer warriors. And she requested that we pray with her. I took that oil out and I anointed her head. And I know I cannot heal her, but by the power that God has given to me, I anointed her head and I assure her that God is going to do his work. I just needed her to believe. And I spoke to her specific about that. When we pray, we must believe. It is that faith that is the size of a mustard seed that will move that mountain. God is telling me at this time that there's someone out here that has some doubt, whose confidence is low. And he wants me to pray for that person who needs to their confidence to be boosted and for them to understand who they are and the power that they possess that Jesus has instilled in them. And so we're praying at this time for this person. Father God, we come back to you in the name of Jesus, and we just ask you, Father, to just put your hand on the man or the woman that needs that confidence and the power to understand who you are and who they are in your sight, Lord, and that you have that power to move that mountain, to demolish that mountain, because we know that things happen over time. And just like a pebble, the water will run over it over and over until it is dissolved, until it is no longer there. And so we're asking, Lord, for you to show us and help us to learn how to pray for this mountain. Help us to get over this mountain, Lord. Help us to move this mountain with your power. I ask for the restoration of this young man or this young woman that I am praying for right now, Lord. We know that we are your children and we have to trust you, Father. And so at this time, we trust you with everything that we have and everything that we are, because we know that you love us and you guide us, Father. And so we just thank you so much for everything. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this platform. We thank you for all the people that are under the listening of this program. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We love you. We thank you for healing. We thank you for power. We thank you for just being God and dying for us and sending down your son, Jesus, to be with us. We thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I just want to thank you all so much for being here with me. It's been a delight for me to be on this program and just share this with you. I am going to have some powerful series coming up for our fourth quarter. I like to do a lot of women's empowerment series, and so I have a lot of different experts that's going to come on. And if you are an expert and you'd like to be on this radio show and you'd like to talk about anything from entrepreneurship to who God is in your life, to inspire other women, to empower and to uplift, because we know that empowered women empower other women, and a changed life change other lives. I'd like to hear from you. You can send me a message on this recording, or you can email me at coaching@missdahlia.com, and that's coaching@missdahlia.com. And I look forward to hearing from you, and I will be coming with more details about this women's empowerment series, and I will be speaking about it from Isaiah 43:19, and I'd like for you all to read that, to prepare for that. Our next episode is going to be entitled, It's Winning Season. It's Winning Season. So when you get on, the next episode will be in 1 week's time. If this episode has been an inspiring one, please don't hesitate to send a message. The next episode is Winning Season. This episode is Tell Your Mountain to Move. And we have been touched and we have been blessed in a mighty, mighty way. We just want to thank you for listening to our program. And we look forward to hearing from you and speaking with you soon. Have a wonderful and a blessed week. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much for tuning in to this recording. We were given the opportunity to hear music by Richard Smallwood, Trust Me, Morning's Breaking featuring Kelly Price, For Every Mountain by Kurt Carr and the Kurt Carr Singers, and Holy Thou Art God by Richard Smallwood. We have more music coming up on our other stations. Don't forget to tune in Sundays at 9. And therefore, we will have more programming coming more days per week. Thank you so much for tuning in to In the City with Miss Dahlia. Have a blessed and favored day.